Life after life. People from a small settlement of reindeer herders gathered in the shaman's tent. A misfortune had occurred. Tapir didn't return from the hunt, and everyone had a sense that something was wrong. Jan and Safira were flying outside the tent, but could see everything that was happening inside. In his shamanic attire, Cam took a tambourine and, dancing lightly, began to strike it with a kamla, summoning the spirit helpers. United into a single field and, with their collective energy, supported the shaman's actions. Soon, the cawing of a crow and the hooting of an owl could be heard. The raven and the eagle owl, the spirit helpers, all circled and flew around the tent. A squirrel joined them, running in circles on the outer surface of the tent. A fox darted around and barked along with numerous other spirits.
Is Tapir alive?
Alive, alive, alive.
Where is he?
At the middle of the Black River.
The shaman became increasingly more furious, beating the tambourine, summoning Timber, the spirit of shamanistic ecstasy. In the form of a deer, he galloped toward the shaman. He mounted it and called upon the ancestral spirit of the shaman. The previous shaman of the tribe emerged from the realm of the dead.
Show me the way to Tapir!
Then, Cam turned to the spirit of the land, Ayami.
Oh, great Ayami! Help! Do not let the hunter Tapir perish! Our settlement serves you faithfully, does no harm to your animals and your land. Do good, be merciful to us!
Ayami appeared as a colossal figure resembling the Snow Queen. She towered above the taiga up to her waist and signaled her approval, waving her hand toward the Black River. Ahi emerged in his delicate shamanistic attire on the frost. His son, Kite, was already sitting on the sled. Cam ran ahead of the team through the deep snow, leading the reindeer along. The spirit helpers flew behind him. For several kilometers, Cam ran tirelessly straight toward the target, guided by the spirit of the old shaman. He could see through his eyes and carefully avoided gullies, pits, and fallen tree trunks. The swarm of spirit helpers flew ahead while Cam was seemingly riding his Timbira deer. They knew the exact way to Tapir. He lay unconscious by the river, nearly freezing. A wolf pack had already gathered nearby, waiting for their prey. After lifting Tapir, Cam placed the hunter on the sled and ran ahead of the reindeer back. In the tent, all his kinfolk were waiting for him. They laid Tapir in the middle, closer to the hearth. Kamahi took the tambourine and, while striking it, he started a shamanistic ritual. In order to retrieve Tapir's soul, which had left his physical body and hovered at the threshold of the realm of the dead, Cam journeyed to the underworld. He flew on his reindeer Timbura to the subtle level, accompanied by the spirit helpers. And with the assistance of the ancestor, he found Tapir's soul.
Brother, it is too early for you to leave us for Erlik. Let us go back. We will return.
Tapir flew in astonishment through unknown worlds, but followed Cam. They flew into the yurt, and Cam pushed him back into his body in the tent. Tapir regained consciousness and began to gradually recover. He was still feeling unwell. Cam started beating the tambourine and calling upon Ayami, the spirit helpers, and the ancestor shaman to help restore Kut, the life strength, and help Tapir's recovery. The people of the settlement also worried about him and supported him with their own strength, which Cam managed to capture and direct towards his recovery. Sensing that Tapir was getting better, Cam released Timbura, gave him recommendations for treatment, and concluded his shamanic ritual. people began to disperse and carried the hunter to his tent. Jan was amazed by the shaman's power and abilities. Safira explained to him.
He didn't become like this overnight. He was certainly talented from childhood, and the spirits chose him to help the tribe. But he resisted and didn't want the role of a shaman. However, the spirits started leading him into the subtle realms by constantly communicating with him. He felt like he was going insane. He had the shamanic illness. Yet, they taught him how to enter the subtle world, and he accepted his fate and became calm.
Can you forcefully make someone grow spiritually like that?
Spiritually, no, but you can compel someone to acquire abilities. Those are different things. Cam simply serves the tribe, its egregore and the spirit of the tribe, which could perish without him. That's why spirits endow him with power. However, in places where civilization already exists, Cam's help is no longer needed. Only weak shamans remain because strength is given for the purpose of the tribe's survival.
Jan and Safira flew closer to the shaman. He noticed them. Jan asked him how he became Cam.
When the old shaman died, he started appearing in my dreams frequently. Even during the day I was seeing him. And my grandmother told me that the spirits chose me as a shaman. But I didn't want this fate because Cam doesn't belong to himself. He only lives to serve people 24 hours a day. If something happens to someone, Cam must help them selflessly. And it's difficult when you cannot refuse. The spirits compel you to help everyone. I resisted, but my deceased relative saw in me the abilities of a medium, a person who could communicate with the spirits. Led by the old shaman, they began to extract my jula, my soul, from my body. I started having visions. I saw the spirits. I saw ancestors in the subtle realm, even at daytime, like hallucinations. And I developed shamanic illness. I was delirious while talking to them. They persuaded me to become Cam because they really wanted to help our kinsfolk, but they couldn't do it without a shaman. I would run into the taiga, often sitting near the Arrancas, where the remains of the shaman's ancestor were located, next to the shamanic tree where his old broken items hung. Drums, kamlas, costumes. The ancestor and the helping spirits would extract my jula from my body and teach me to live in their world. I learned to move around the area in the subtle body, to communicate with the spirits. The old Cam taught me how to do it. Then I took the drum and started a shamanic ritual to gain control over these states. When I hold the drum in my hands, I am Cam. But otherwise, I disconnect and live like an ordinary person. They started coming to me for help, asking about the weather and about the whereabouts of animals for hunting. Those are important things, and the ancestors explained everything to me. They know everything, like how to heal, for example.
Do you do anything to help people yourself?
Yes, I have to. Recently, Bee's son passed away. She was deeply distressed, constantly thinking about him. Her jula flew to the realm of the dead, and she sat there, lost, unresponsive to anything. I flew there, returned her soul to her body, cut that connection with her son, and she felt better. Sometimes I make sacrifices. When a person falls ill, it means an evil spirit has taken hold of them. I transfer it into a reindeer and send it into the taiga for the animals to devour. That's how people recover. Sometimes, if the illness is severe and the ancestors don't have enough strength, I kill a reindeer. They nourish themselves with its blood, and the powers come and drive away the evil spirit from the person.
But I thought that the cause of illness was bacteria.
Viruses are physical bodies of evil spirits. They live within them.
want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.